Trump signs executive order banning sex change procedures for minors. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 29, 2025. President Donald Trump signed an executive order this week to bar chemical or surgical mutilation sex change procedures for minors. The executive order, titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation, declares that the United States will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and defines child as anyone under the age of 19. Across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This dangerous trend will be a stain on our nation's history, and it must end, the order states. Watch, Vision for the Future. The Trump 2.0 Agenda. The executive order continues. Countless children soon regret that they have been mutilated and begin to grasp the horrifying tragedy that they will never be able to conceive children of their own or nurture their children through breastfeeding. Moreover, these vulnerable youths' medical bills may rise throughout their lifetimes, as they are often trapped with lifelong medical complications, a losing war with their own bodies, and, tragically, sterilization. Accordingly, it is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures, the order states. Trump's executive order, signed on Tuesday, also calls for ending reliance on junk science. The blatant harm done to children by chemical and surgical mutilation cloaks itself in medical necessity, spurred by guidance from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, PATH, which lacks scientific integrity, the order reads. In light of the concerns surrounding such junk science, the order states that agencies shall rescind or amend all policies that rely on PATH guidance, and directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, to publish a review of the existing literature on best practices for promoting the health of children who assert gender dysphoria, rapid-onset gender dysphoria, or other identity-based confusion. Watch, RFK Jr., I have prayed to God every day for 20 years to be able to help America's children. The order also calls for the head of each executive department or agency that provides research or education grants to medical institutions to immediately take appropriate steps to ensure that institutions receiving federal research or education grants end the chemical and surgical mutilation of children. The Secretary of HHS has also been directed to take all appropriate actions to end the chemical and surgical mutilation of children, including regulatory and sub-regulatory actions, which may involve the following laws, programs, issues, or documents. The Secretary of HHS shall promptly withdraw HHS's March 2, 2022, guidance document titled HHS Notice and Guidance on Gender-Affirming Care, Civil Rights and Patient Privacy and, in consultation with the Attorney General, issue new guidance protecting whistleblowers who take action related to ensuring compliance with this order, the order adds. In a Truth Social post Tuesday, President Trump said, "Today, it was my great honor to sign an executive order banning the chemical castration and medical mutilation of innocent children in the United States of America. Our nation will no longer fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support so-called gender-affirming care, which has already ruined far too many precious lives," the 45th and 47th president continued. "My order directs agencies to use every available means to cut off federal financial participation in institutions which seek to provide these barbaric medical procedures that should have never been allowed to take place," President Trump added in his post. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.